Hello, this is Lenny.
Hi, this is Kristen from Elevate the Crossings. I'm just reaching out in regards to your email that you sent us.
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
I was reaching out in regards to an email you sent us, Elevate the Crossings in Fuquay.
Yes.
It depends on what building he lives in, because we do limit parking in certain buildings. They require a parking pass.
Yes.
So if he's not in a building that requires a parking pass, then you can park wherever. We don't limit handicap parking to residents.
Yes. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
I'm not sure. I was just going through our system following up with leads, and you popped up, so I just wanted to see if somebody had reached out to you.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Kristen.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she's... Well, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
So if he's in the 16... or 18,000 building, those are the two that require a parking sticker. The parking stickers are only issued to leaseholders, though.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Parking stickers are only issued to leaseholders if they live in a 16,000 and 18,000 building.
Sorry, again...
What apartment does he live in?
Could you say that again, please?
What apartment does he live in?
Yes.
What apartment does he live in?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Elevate the Crossings, an apartment community.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens. You know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
That's true. Family is very important. I understand that.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite... friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello, are you there?
I'm still here.
Yes, sorry. I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
I was just returning a call in regards to an email you had sent.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I was just following up on an email from you.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this, you know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on. Yes. Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying?
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down. I'm not sure you're understanding what I'm saying. Is it better for me to email you?